Episode 1722, How Do You Keep Your Marriage Strong?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy every day. It is the weekend. Are you just thrilled that it's here? I hope you are having splendid weather. I know I'm enjoying it. We're still kind of in summer weather, so I'm looking forward to a little more fall. But you know what? I'm not going to complain because right now we don't have rain and we don't have snow, and I'm okay with that. Today is Relationship Builders Day. How do you keep your marriage strong? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Just like with any relationship, marriage can be a roller coaster with many ups and downs. So how do you keep your marriage strong when life happens? If you think about it, wouldn't it just be nice to have all the answers to everything? Then you wouldn't have to worry about learning anything new. Everything would just be known. You got it. But that's not how life works. Life is hard. Challenges show up daily. Challenges show up because your child called you from school and they're sick and they need to come home. Challenges show up daily, as in, I've got bills to pay, but the paycheck doesn't come for two more days. Challenges show up daily because, oh man, I got a flat tire and now they're telling me I need a brand new tire. Life is hard. You never know who's going to be in a bad mood, do you? You don't know when your hubby comes home or when you come home, if all of a sudden by the snap of your fingers, it's like, oh my gosh, what happened? You were just happy and now you're not. You don't know how your words and actions are going to be interpreted. And sometimes we get so caught up in what we know that we aren't willing to learn something new. That causes a marriage to go backwards. Remember, relationships are either moving forward or backward. You can't stay the same. There's no stagnant, because if it's stagnant, you're dead. You're always moving forward or backward. So how do you keep your marriage strong? Well, you got to throw out the comfort. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Throw out the comfort. As much as you love comfort, which I do, and comfort is just like soothing, and you're like, oh, I just want to wrap myself up in it. Comfort actually stifles your growth in your marriage. Comfort keeps you stuck in your ways. You become less aware as to what is happening in the everyday of your marriage. I was having a few thoughts earlier this week, and we've had some changes regarding my husband and his job and career and what's going on, and it's been an absolute blessing. And it just is astonishing that for so many years, he was just unhappy. And now he's so happy. And it's amazing. And so as I was reflecting on that, I was like, you know what? This is really good. Like, we have a strong marriage right now. There's not much that could rock it. And then I thought, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Christiane, you know better than that. You get too confident, you get too comfortable, then you know something begins to break down. And so I thought, you know what? That's so right. We've got to be very careful about how we embrace and love our comfort. When awareness goes away, discomfort sets in the marriage. There seems to be something that's just a little off. And so we have to be willing to throw out comfort. We can't have that in the marriage. Now, I'm not saying you can't enjoy your day. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you got to stay on your tippy toes. You got to be alert. And so when I was thinking about this, I was like, okay, I need to really pay attention to my husband when he comes home today. I just need to be extra present. I really try to be present all the time, but I was like, okay, you've had these thoughts. Let's hone in and really pay attention. And so I did. And so we were just having fun throughout the evening. And at one point he was coming into the bedroom and I said, oh, hon, I was coming out to get you. Now you're coming into here. So I followed him back. And then it was just something that was just playful. And he started just to run away from me. And I thought, that is so important in a marriage. You have to always look for those opportunities and you have to embrace those. That means what? You're throwing out the comfort. Because right now, man, our marriage is great. Can it be better? Of course. You can always better something. But I'm like, oh, Lord, thank you for this. But it also reminded me that if I want to have a strong marriage, I got to throw out my comfort. So what does that look like in real life? Number one, you have to connect daily. You can't have a strong relationship if you are two ships passing in the night. You must make each other a priority. Now, I get it. There will be weeks, sometimes maybe it's just a section or a few days, that life is just kind of crazy. You've got three people going one way, two people going another way. That's all right. Don't stress over it if you can't connect literally. But what I do mean by connect daily is that maybe it's just you grab his hand in bed at night, not doing anything else, and you just fall asleep because you're exhausted, both of you. You connected. You make sure that when you have 2 seconds, if you can be on Facebook or Instagram, I guarantee you, you can send a text to your spouse. He deserves it. She deserves it. So if you're sitting there going, oh, I got to see if this is on sale, or I'm going to go look at my Instagram account, I have nothing to do. No, you do have something to do. It's called work on your marriage and connect. Send a sweet text. Simple things like that. In the craziness, I know we got it. A few weeks back, my husband was traveling 2 weekends in a row. And when you're working, as you know, 5 days a week, and then you're traveling on Friday and you don't come back until late Sunday, it's like, well, what happened? Everything just kind of blends together. But we make a point to connect daily. Even if we can't talk on the phone, it's a text. It's something to each other. Number two, be attentive to the little things. Pay attention. As simple as that, just pay attention. What is your husband's body language telling you? What's not being said from your wife? You have to have a watchful eye. Be attentive. Pay attention. Because if not, if you're not doing that, what's happening? You're taking your spouse for granted. And that's marks for going backwards in your marriage. So connect daily, be attentive to the little things. And finally, number three, have a playful heart. You have to keep the chase in your marriage. See the sweet things, not just the sour things. Remember when I was telling you that I was going to get my husband, but then he was coming into the bedroom. And so I followed him in and he kind of ran away. And then I chased him. And I was like, why are you running away? He's like, oh, I don't know. Just kind of playing fun, sneaky. And I gave him a hug, tickled him a little bit. That's a playful heart. That's not letting your age, your responsibilities, your influences from social media. It's you two being a couple together. You have to have a playful heart. And yes, you can go back and think about it when you were dating, but some of us are so old that those memories are beginning to fade. And so we have to create our present memories and we have to begin to say, okay, I'm going to invest in my marriage. And I'm going to have a playful heart. I'm going to chase after my husband. I'm going to chase after my wife. I'm going to make it fun and silly and quirky. Yes, we can be weird together. We can dance in the bathroom just because we can, singing whatever crazy song we're singing. Maybe we can stand up in the middle of the football game that's on the TV screen and we just start hooting and hollering. And then all of a sudden we're breaking out into a dance. Whatever it is, but you have to have a playful heart. Unfortunately, a lot of us are way too serious. We're serious because of our careers. And so we feel like, well, this is what is expected of me when I'm in my workplace. So I just bring my workplace attitude home with me, which, yes, I mean, think about it, right? If you're an attorney, if you're a doctor, there are certain things that you have to act a certain way. I mean, if you're chasing around the defendant in the courtroom, that's going to look a little strange, right? Okay, I hope that gave you a little laugh today. You can't have the same playful heart as you do in your marriage. But unfortunately, that's what we do. We bring home what we know more of. And that's usually our job, our career, what we identify as who we are, which that's for a whole nother episode. We'll get into that later. But when you are dealing with that, then you have to say, okay, I've got to step out of that and remember that this is between me and my husband. This is between me and my wife. I've got to enjoy it. I've got to have fun. Remember, comfort is not your friend. Marriage becomes stale when you get comfortable. Think back. Think about times that you were like, this is kind of nice. You kind of knew what to expect every single day, didn't you? You may have a season that's good for you to be in because you are strong. But as soon as that season's over, you've got to be able and be willing to ramp up your marriage and throw out comfort. If you want to keep your marriage strong, you've got to embrace the newness every day. And I promise you, there's something new about your spouse. But you have to be willing to look for it. Those are the little things, right? When you're looking for things, that's being willing to connect daily. What would you love to have happen every single day in your marriage? Think about that question. I want you to chew on that. What would I want? What would I love to have happen in my marriage every day? What would it be for you? Figure out what that is, and then look at what we're talking about here and see what you need to work on that will help you get the answer that you're looking for. You can have a strong marriage. You can keep a strong marriage. But that means what? It takes work. Life is hard, but marriage is worth it. Are you willing to step up to the plate today? Now, I know there are some of you that are out there struggling because you reach out, you send me a direct message, you private message me. If you are wanting some assistance as to where you are right now, what your next step should be, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Let's talk about where you are in your marriage. What you can do to make some changes to help within the relationship. I just love marriage. Seriously. To me, it's an absolute blessing. But to some, it's a curse. They don't like their spouse, let alone love their spouse. They fight more than they hold hands. You do not need to have a marriage like that. Yes, it's going to take work, but I promise you, do the work and you'll reap the rewards. So go out today and throw out comfort for the sake of your marriage. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a gorgeous day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.